Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, May 20th, 2024. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. I have 9 a.m. Are there any commission remarks? I do have two announcements to make. We will be accepting applications for our library board, so if you would like to submit those to commission@taneycountymo.gov, we'll be accepting those through June. Second announcement we have is next Monday is Memorial Day, so the Taney County Judicial Center and Courthouse will be closed. We will reopen on Tuesday, the 28th. Are there any other commission remarks?
Are the applications through June?
We will make the appointment in June, so continuing up into June until we make that appointment, we will accept applications.
Thank you.
Hearing no other commission remarks, our first order of business, we have approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 475996 through 476084. Warrants 8386 through 8390. 7, transfers or journal entries.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes from May 13th, 2024, and executive session minutes from May 13th, 2024.
Move to approve regular session minutes for May 13th, 2024, and executive session minutes for May 13th, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have the approval agreement for Sheriff's Department vehicles, one or more, file number 24-059S for Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Do you guys have any questions on this?
I do not. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated May 15th, 2024, approving to the agreement as to form. Mm-hmm.
Are we just doing one of each?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
With the option to do more.
Correct. Yeah, we'd like to have a truck in our investigator fleet just in case the investigators need to haul something evidence-wise. And the one that we had is well beyond its usable lifespan, so this one's to replace that one. And then the SUV, we've been getting Dodge Durangos, and I've been fairly happy with them, but I want to try one of the Fords just to see how it holds up maintenance-wise. Compared to the Dodges.
It was mentioned that it was for one or more, but it has a total contract price of $94,243.
That's for the purchase of one of each?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Move to approve the agreement binding between En-Route Enterprises, LLC, and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next, we have the approval agreement for traffic paint, primary and secondary, file number 24-058, Road and Bridge. With us this morning, we have our Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Hoff. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Do you guys have any questions?
I do not. Once again, we have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated May 15th, 2024, approving to the primary and secondary agreement as to form.
Move to approve the agreement for traffic paint primary by and between Taney County and LBS Enterprises, LLC, doing business as Allstate's Coatings Company.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the agreement for traffic paint secondary by and between Taney County and Sasco Pavement Coatings Incorporated.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval notice of renewal for modified aggregate quick set, file number 24-060, Roden Bridge. Once again, with this, we have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated May 15th, 2024, approving to the notice as to form.
Any questions on this renewal?
No.
Hearing none.
Devin, anything you want to say?
No. It would just be an extension for what we've been doing year to year.
Okay.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Donaldson Construction Company, LLC, and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin. All right. Next, we have the one everybody's been waiting for. We have the approval of the SB 190 ordinance. Everyone had a chance to review that and ready to move forward?
I'm good.
Okay.
Good? Okay. I would entertain a motion.
Do you want to reference the...
I would reference the letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, May 15th, 2024.
Move to approve the order and ordinance of the Taney County Commission authorizing a property tax credit pursuant to Senate Bill 190 and 137.1050 RSMO to provide property tax relief on senior citizens' primary residence.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
When he says so.
Okay. All right. Next, we'll start our planning and zoning request. At this time, I'll turn it over to Mr.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the May 20th, 2024 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations.
Before we move forward,
sorry, Mr. Stewart.
All right.
I don't know that needs to be stated. I think that just automatically happens. I've not talked to Mr. Elliott about it, though.
I don't.
To clarify that we don't leave it hanging, we just need to note that that is now a moot area is all we need to note.
So, I think it just automatically happens.
Yeah, so now our SB 190 ordinance that was imposed this morning that we adopted does... put it into effect for 2024. Is there any other comments you'd like to make?
And by doing so, there'll be no need to go to an election regard to it. The ordinance makes it in effect, according to the ordinance, immediately, 2024.
Takes out the possibility of the failing at the vote.
Yes.
The vote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. At this time, Mr. Sterrett, I will turn it back over to you.
Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone again to the May 20th, 2024 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps into evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case, Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information from the Taney County Planning Commission for each case, Exhibit C. Taney County Planning Commission meeting audio files for all the cases to be heard at this County Commission meeting and public hearing as Exhibit D. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearings for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote, and you may leave after your case has been heard. Your first order today is Order 5-20-2024-01. It's Quality Structures of Arkansas, LLC. On May 13, 2024, the Planning Commission passed a motion recommending the County Commission approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is number 08-5.0-21-000-002. -006.007, which is lot 2A-3-1. The parcel is currently zoned A1 and RB1. The zoning request is for RB1 zoning district. So turning our attention to the screen, of course, US 65, here's Bee Creek Road. Parcel's highlighted. There's our lot number. And as you can see, here's our zoning layer. So lot 2A-3-1 currently has two zoning districts on it, and it needs to only have one. So at that time, I'll turn it over to the applicant. Add anything to that?
Good morning.
Because Scott told us that we needed to do this to get it all the same.
Okay. So if you would, please state your name.
Angela Wood.
Angela Wood. Okay.
This is one we found. There was two separate plats that were recorded. First, the little one, it was RV1, and then the other part was A1, but they were combined. And I basically missed that it had two zoning districts. They should have come for the rezone before the platting.
Okay.
So we're coming in behind to clean this up. And they graciously applied to have that done.
Okay. Does the commission have any questions? Is there anyone here to speak in opposition to this? Okay. So with that being said, commission have any questions?
No questions.
Okay.
I move to approve order number 05-20-2024-01 to zone all of it to RV1 Recreational Vehicle Park.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and second that. I have a motion and a second. We have one abstention on that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Second order